Welcome to my podcast, a First Alpina medium for all employees, as well as fans and everybody who wants to become part of First Alpina in the future. This episode was translated from the German interview with AI.
Welcome to a new edition of my podcast. Today we are focusing on a special topic, apprentice training. For Voestalpine, apprentices are much more than just junior staff. They are the shapers of the future, drivers of innovation, and important personalities within the company. In this episode, you will learn why an apprenticeship at Voestalpine opens up new perspectives, not only professionally, but also personally. We will talk about the success stories of apprentice training, opportunities for young people and the company, diversity and practical projects, and what apprentices and companies expect from each other. I welcome Christoph Graf, Group Human Resources Director, and Werner Grubmüller, apprentice trainer from Linz, to the podcast microphone. In this episode, you will also hear statements from CEO Herbert Eibensteiner and the two apprentices, Carmen Martem-Kinger and Lucas Fuca. Mr. Graf, I would like to start with you. How did you end up at Voestalpine and become Group Human Resources Director? What steps did you take to get there?
You could probably say that I took a very traditional path. I did my first internship at Voestalpine in 1999. What was rather unusual was that I started out as a porter in the Blue Tower. So where I work now, I sat in the porter's lodge. I did this while I was at school and studying psychology. And in 2006, I moved from the porter's lodge to the HR department. For the first time, I was lucky to join HR at a time when personnel development was booming and business was booming. I got to know the team there, got to know the great people, got to know the issues. And then I was lucky enough to join Voestalpine Stahl Company in 2011 as a personnel and organizational developer, where my responsibilities included form and master development. I then studied economics alongside my job, and in 2018, I was offered the position of team leader for HR development and projects at Voestalpine. And now, since July 7th, I have been the Group Human Resources Director.
Congratulations in retrospect. It's a really impressive journey from intern to manager, so to speak. A truly remarkable journey. Let's take a look at the reality and the practicalities. What projects are coming up? What have you planned for the near future? We'd like to know right away.
There are many projects, of course, and the HR department is also under a lot of pressure in these times of demographic change and operational challenges. There are several projects related to digitalization and sustainability, and I would like to focus more on diversity, succession planning, and talent management. When we look at the demographics and realize that there are fewer young people coming up through the ranks, we have to make sure we have the right people and thus increase the effectiveness of HR. And I believe that this can work well at Voestalpine if we also embrace internationality.
So you actually have a lot planned. What is unique about Voestalpine's apprentice training from the perspective of human resources? So let's really get down to apprentice training. What is so unique about it?
What makes apprentice training at Voestalpine unique is its holistic approach. We don't just train the skilled workers of the future, we shape personalities. That's very important to us. The HR managers at Voestalpine see apprenticeship training as a strategic investment in the future. This means that we ourselves ensure that we train the skilled workers of the future because we know that the quality of our products is also linked to the quality of our people and thus also to the quality of training. Another aspect that is very important to me is the close networking of apprenticeships and training with our specialist departments. Apprentices work on real projects from an early stage and experience what the work is like on the one hand, and on the other hand, what contribution they can make to the big picture. On the one hand, this strengthens their identity with the company and at the same time their pride in already being able to contribute something. And last but not least, the size of our group is of course unique. Thanks to our size, we can offer our trainees and apprentices a wide range of opportunities. And after their training, many doors are open to them.
That was all very exciting. But what particularly interests me, what I've heard now, is that you said you shape personalities. So I wonder, what kind of personalities would you like to see in future skilled workers? What are the skills you would like to see?
Now, of course, my HR heart is beating fast, and I would say that there is no difference between skilled workers and apprentices. What I want to see in the workforce as a whole is curiosity and the desire to make a difference. I strongly believe that the reason we do so well and work so well at Voestalpine is because we want to drive innovation forward. We want to make a difference. And I always say that the best thing is when our work makes the company better. And when the company is better, the world becomes a little better.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And curiosity is a good thing too. Thank you very much, Mr. Graf, for your initial insights. And before we go into more detail, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Eibensteiner, CEO of Voestalpine. Apprenticeship training has a long tradition. Over the past 15 years, Voestalpine has trained over 3,500 apprentices in Austria. Mr. Eibensteiner, why is it so important for Voestalpine to offer many new apprenticeships every year?
Apprenticeships, training and promoting young professionals have long been a central part of our corporate strategy. And especially in difficult economic times, we need perfectly trained employees. This ensures that we can remain successful in the long term, and the shortage of skilled workers is, of course, evident. Our strategy is therefore to remain committed to apprentice training. This is also reflected in the current intake of apprentices. Last September, we took on another 372 apprentices in Austria, spread across 14 training locations in Upper Austria, Lower Austria, and Styria. And we now train a total of 1,100 apprentices in Austria.
Those are really impressive figures. What is so special about Voestalpine's training program?
Our apprentices are prepared for the world of work in state-of-the-art training centers, and we offer apprenticeships at the highest technological level. For example, they work with virtual reality glasses, tablets and robotics, and there are also digital learning platforms. The quality of our training is also reflected in the success rate of the final apprenticeship examinations. In the last financial year, almost all apprentices in Austria, Germany, and Switzerland passed their exams. However, technical qualifications are only one aspect of apprenticeship training. We also attach great importance to the personal development of our young professionals. For example, we offer language trips and health programs. Young people who do an apprenticeship with us can therefore look forward to practical and future-oriented training. In addition, after graduation, a wide range of exciting career opportunities in an international technology and industrial environment will be open to them.
In recent months, there has been repeated talk in the industry of a challenging economic environment. Despite the difficult circumstances, is it necessary or relevant for Voestalpine to continue taking on new apprentices?
The economic environment is undoubtedly challenging at the moment. We are feeling this across the entire industry. But as already mentioned, we are deliberately focusing on training young talent, especially in economically challenging times. After all, apprentices are the top specialists of tomorrow. And of course, they also bring fresh perspectives and innovative strength to the company.
These statements demonstrate Voestalpine's strong commitment to young people, the future skilled workers in the entire GSA sector. How much do you invest specifically in training young talent?
We invest a considerable amount in training. Specifically, we estimate a cost budget of around 100,000 euros per apprentice. This is important to us because it allows us to create an environment in which we can promote technological expertise and personal development in equal measure.
And as CEO, what are your hopes for the future of apprentice training and apprentices?
For the future, I hope that we can continue to inspire many young people to take up an apprenticeship in our group, and that our apprentices will continue to start their training with curiosity, great commitment, and openness. As a company, we want to offer them the best conditions to fully develop their professional and personal potential.
Thank you very much, Mr. Eibensteiner, for the exciting facts about apprenticeship training at Voestalpine. Now, I would like to come back to you, Mr. Graf. You mentioned at the beginning that you have also been with Voestalpine for a long time. How have you perceived the development of apprenticeship training since then? I imagine it has been a tremendous development, right?
Sometimes it's almost sad to realize that I've been with Voestalpine for 15 years. That means you're getting older too. During my time at Voestalpine, I have seen apprenticeship training as an area that has undergone continuous development, both in terms of content and structure. In the past, the focus was more on teaching manual skills, and I don't want to downplay that. Learning the basics is still important today, but today there is much more to it than that. It's about incorporating digitalization, creating a sense of sustainability among the workforce, and international cooperation. These are three important points that have become an integral part of the training program. What impressed me greatly was how much the training itself has become professionalized. I visited the Open Day with my two children last year and learned that the training centers are now high-tech environments. They meet the requirements of modern industry, and at the same time, the educational support is constantly being expanded. I no longer saw trainers in the traditional sense, but rather coaches, mentors who have truly become promoters of individual talents and are not just focused on deficits, so to speak, working on areas where apprentices may have room for improvement, but rather promoters of talent. I met many colleagues there who started out as apprentices themselves and now hold management positions or pass on their knowledge. This development also shows how well our training system works and how important it is to invest in people at an early stage. In my view, apprenticeship training as we see it today is not just a way into working life, it is a real springboard into a long-term career at Voestalpine or for one's own life.
On the one hand, that really sounds like an incredible development in apprentice training. And on the other hand, you have something very, very special at Voestalpine, namely the 13th Voestalpine Group Apprentice Day, which took place in October. What can we expect from that?
The Group Apprentice Day, as you say, has been held 13 times already, has a long tradition, and is the day on which we celebrate training and celebrate the trainees. We invite all trainees and apprentices in their final year of training from Austria, Germany, and Switzerland. What we want to show with this is how much we appreciate them being part of the Voestalpine team. We always try to put together a very exciting program where they receive input, attend lectures, have the opportunity to meet other apprentices from other of the 40 locations, and bring them together and engage them in dialogue through fun games and, since we are in Austria, good food, of course. This year, the event's theme was Favorite Moments, which is our current brand campaign. And I think we really lived up to the theme, as there were a few moments here that you could probably describe as favorite moments in retrospect. For me, it was an extremely wonderful opportunity. The future sometimes seems a little bleak when you watch the news. And I walked into the hall with 400 people and all that youth and energy, and I really felt energized myself. I know I'm getting carried away, but the Group Apprentice Day is actually a highlight for me every year, and I hope it is for our apprentices too.
I really understand that when you're in a group of very young people who are so full of euphoria and energy, you can participate and immediately get a lot of energy from these young people. Maybe we can go into a little more detail. Who participates in a Group Apprentice Day? Perhaps there are a few figures.
There are 380 apprentices in their final year of training and 40 trainers. We also invited the chairpersons of the employee representative committees and the human resources managers of the four divisions. And I am particularly pleased, and this must be said again and again, that every single year, the entire executive board takes the time to participate in a panel discussion. The two colleagues we have here today were also part of the stage program. They sat next to their board members and were very proud. So to speak, we brought the board members and the apprentices and trainees to the same level to show that everyone contributes to the success of Voestalpine.
And that also shows the appreciation for young people and how important they are. Mr. Graf, let's move on to another topic. Last year, Voestalpine conducted a group-wide employee survey and the apprentices were also surveyed. What were the two most exciting results that you perhaps did not expect?
Of course, we also survey the apprentices. It is essential and indispensable not to survey this group of employees. The feedback we receive from the apprentices in the survey is always very encouraging. In recent surveys, we have noticed that our apprentices and trainees tend to rate all questions better and higher than the rest of the workforce. I would particularly like to highlight one thing. We always ask how the support within the team is. And here, 80% of all apprentices say that they feel very well or extremely well supported by the team. Not only is it remarkable that 80% of all respondents say this, but it is also 20 percentage points above the global benchmark, which means that 20% more than all others can participate in this way.
To me, that sounds like the apprentices have a great deal of trust in the entire team, which is really wonderful.
Yes, and they feel supported. I think that's what it is. A high number of responses. They want to express their opinions. We need their opinions. And at the same time, they feel supported. I don't think anything better could happen to us.
Mr. Graf, let's take a look at some ideas. Perhaps you have some ideas or suggestions that you have in mind. Is there anything you would like to implement?
Yes, you always have to be a little cautious in a holding company because, of course, I strongly believe that a lot is being done right and well on site. But one idea that is particularly close to my heart is stronger networking within the group. Voestalpine is decentralized, which means that our local companies organize apprentice recruitment independently and very successfully. As a holding company, I would like to support you in this as best I can through employer branding measures. This means that we make sure that we position the brand correctly so that the people who are of interest to us also have a realistic and positive image of it. And a second point that I believe we as a holding company can do well is to act as bridge builders between the organizations. We try to have exchange platforms. I think it's a huge advantage that we have 40 locations. But of course, it's great when you can exchange ideas without competing with each other and perhaps discover one or two new phenomena for yourself. We try to use these synergies without restricting the independence of the companies. We are very confident that we know what we need at the grassroots level. Our training centers in the attic work excellently and the divisions know what they need. Our goal is to support you in the holding company so that you can concentrate fully on training and thus shape the skilled workers of tomorrow.
Then let's take a look at the future. Where do you see general challenges or perhaps opportunities in apprentice training?
Today's apprentice training faces a multitude of challenges, but as you say, every challenge also presents an opportunity. I believe that it is a fundamental part of psychotherapy to identify where the problems lie and how we can make the most of them and set ourselves apart from others. We are noticing that it is becoming increasingly important to reach young people at an early stage and get them excited about technical professions. In addition, it is also important that we ask ourselves the question and address it clearly of whether traditional working models such as shift work are still attractive to the younger generation. This certainly requires new approaches and very honest communication. One issue that is of great concern to us is generational change. Generational change also brings with it different values and expectations. Today's apprentices are looking for meaning or purpose, as some say, opportunities for development and good teamwork. I believe that we as training centers must also respond to this. One topic that is very important to me personally is migration and diversity. These are important issues. I believe they open up huge opportunities for cultural diversity and also for new perspectives. It is certainly not always easier to work together in a diverse environment, but I believe that we can achieve better solutions this way than if we were a homogeneous group. And this also requires targeted measures for integration and promotion in both respects. So you see, in many areas, we are not concerned with the challenges, but rather with the creative freedom that this gives us. With modern value-oriented training, we can attract young people, retain them for a long time, bind them to us for a long time, and at the same time, make an important contribution to a sustainable industry and a sustainable society.
You just mentioned value-oriented training and modern training. What opportunities are open to apprentices after this training and after their final apprenticeship examination?
As Mr. Eibensteiner mentioned at the beginning, our apprentices have a wide range of opportunities open to them after their final apprenticeship examinations. We firmly believe that development never stops and that everyone can find their place if they are properly encouraged and challenged. Some remain in the profession they have learned for many years and do great things there. I think it is always important to emphasize that it is also great to have found your place in life and that it does not always have to be higher, faster, further. Where I am and can work well and feel comfortable and do a good job is an important backbone of our organization. For everyone else who wants to develop further professionally or personally, Voestalpine offers excellent opportunities. I myself would never have thought, and this is perhaps a good connection. I would never have thought in 2007 as an intern that I would be in the position that I am today in the company. But from my point of view, careers always arise when and where the needs of the time match the skills and interests of our employees. And that is true across all segments of work, across all strata, across all hierarchical levels. I believe that Voestalpine is well advised to offer this space with further training, development paths, and also with the openness to allow talent to grow.
Thank you for your candid words. I think that getting young people excited about technical professions is certainly a key to future success. Perhaps you would like to give young people, the new apprentices at Voestalpine, a little something to take with them on their journey. Do you have anything?
Yes, first of all, congratulations on your decision to start your apprenticeship at Voestalpine. That's a big step. I still remember the age when you set your career course. And that actually becomes more and more difficult, no matter how old you get. But I would like you to take this difficulty because I believe it's a step you have to take. Once you've found a profession to train in, you know where you're going for the next few years. I hope that you will give it your all to find out whether this is the right thing for you, so that you can meet nice people. Many of my friends were once my colleagues. I think that's what makes us special at Voestalpine, that we get on well with each other on a personal level. And now I would simply say, make sure you are happy, take care of yourselves, take care of your colleagues, and actively help shape your working environment. That's the great thing from my point of view, or when I remember how I started at Voestalpine, there are so many ways to get involved. So you don't have to wait for someone else to do something. You can take matters into your own hands and start growing together and for each other. In short, what I would like to say to you is that you are part of this company that supports and encourages you and gives you the space to find your own way.
That sounds very, very motivating. Thank you very much for now. I would now like to go into more detail about the training of apprentices and welcome apprentice trainer Werner Kruppmüller. Hello.
Hello, and thank you very much for the invitation. My name is Werner Kruppmüller, and I have been involved in apprentice training for 23 years. I myself was trained here, starting an apprenticeship as a maintenance mechanic in 1990, then working in several departments. After finishing school in 2002, I returned to the training center as a trainer. Since summer 2015, I have been the operational manager and training coordinator. We take on around 150 new apprentices every year. To date, I have personally supervised and trained well over 3,000 apprentices.
Let's take a look at this year's figures. September is always the start of the new apprenticeship year when young apprentices come to Voestalpine. To be precise, 372 started with you this year throughout Austria. How does the group manage to attract so many young people to an apprenticeship at Voestalpine?
Voestalpine enjoys an excellent reputation as a training company, on the one hand because of the high quality of the training, but also because we have or can offer a wide range of apprenticeships. As one of Austria's largest apprentice trainers, we naturally offer young people excellent prospects. I believe that personal contact is a key aspect of career stability. We hold parents' evenings where information is provided directly and parents are involved in the educational process. We take part in trade fairs such as the Youth and Career Fair in Wales, which is one of the largest apprentice fairs in Upper Austria. We are also represented at smaller regional events. We visit over 20 schools and offer taster days where young people can gain practical insights. Word of mouth plays a very important role for us. This should not be underestimated. Over 70% of apprentices choose Voestalpine based on recommendations from active apprentices. This is a strong indication of their high level of satisfaction and pride in their own training. And we are, of course, very proud of that. We also use specific communication channels to reach young people, including their parents, such as social media, print media, various platforms, and apprenticeship portals to further increase our visibility. I believe that all these activities combined are the reason why we have over 1,000 applicants here in Linz every year.
So it's a really very diverse range of opportunities that appeals to young people. You take on apprentices in more than 20 different professions in all areas of the steel division. What do you look for in particular when selecting apprentices, and how does the application process work? Can you perhaps give a few tips for future apprentices?
Well, when selecting our future apprentices, we place great importance on two key aspects. On the one hand, professional aptitude is important, but social skills and an understanding of values are also very important to us. Interacting with other young people, teamwork skills, personal values, motivation, and general demeanor and behavior are important to us. To assess professional aptitude, we conduct a short aptitude test, which helps us to identify the strengths and interests of the applicants. These tests focus on logical thinking. For example, mathematics is important for technicians. Of course, technical understanding, spatial imagination, and things like that. And of course, an important part is the taster session with us, the insight into practical work. Yes, because such a realistic insight, such a working day is simply essential and an important part of finding the right career afterwards. And that's also a tip I can give to anyone who asks their parents what they should do to find the right career. I always say do some smart career orientation, look around a lot, go and get a taste of everything from metalworking to plumbing to carpentry. Look at everything and then you can get off to a good start in the right career.
You've emphasized the practical side, of course. Are there any special practical projects that your apprentices have to master or that are particularly important as part of their training?
Well, from the second or third year of their apprenticeship, our apprentices take on more and more responsibility and gain valuable practical experience. On the one hand, this involves rotation to the plants where they work with and are deployed on the right equipment and large plants, but also here at our training center where we start in the second or third year to implement operational tasks with apprentices. Another important factor in our training are the competitions, both national and international. At the national level, there is an apprentice competition with over 800 apprentices from all over Upper Austria and 60 different companies. And there are 15 different venues. And there, we at Voestalpine outperform all the other companies in every category. We already have Euroskills, World Skills, we have World Champions, European Champions. We are already delighted. In Denmark in September, for example, we once again became European Vice Champions with our former apprentices. These successes not only demonstrate the high quality of our training, but also motivate other apprentices to give their best and go the extra mile.
What interests me, of course, is how is the apprentice training structured? How can I imagine an apprenticeship at Voestalpine? Is there a specific schedule?
Training at Voestalpine is tailored to our needs. This means that we specifically recruit for those professions in which we will need specialists in the long term. We currently offer over 20 different apprenticeships, and there is a training plan for each of these apprenticeships. We have over 100 modules at our training center, and apprentices spend the first 18 months with us at the training center. There they learn all the basics, and then they start rotating through the different departments. Each apprentice looks for four or five different areas and can then choose where they would like to work as a skilled worker later on. We want to place the apprentices in the right companies for them. Another important component is personal development. From day one, we offer a wide range of seminars and further training courses. These cover topics such as communication, teamwork, conflict resolution, etc. These training activities are particularly important to us because they strengthen young people not only professionally, but also personally.
That sounds like a really well-rounded and diverse training program. While preparing for today's recording, I heard that Voestalpine also offers language trips. I think that sounds really exciting. What do apprentices have to do to be eligible to participate?
Every year, around 20 first-year apprentices have the opportunity to spend an exciting week in London with three trainers. In the morning, the apprentices always attend college to learn English. In the afternoon, there is always a leisure program with highlights such as the London Eye, the Tower of London, Madame Tussauds, etc. The selection of apprentices is based on their performance, so we simply look at the results of the vocational training at our training center. Our trainers give a presentation on the trip, and then interested apprentices can simply sign up. Afterwards, there is an information event for parents where the details can be discussed.
It would really motivate me to work hard in my apprenticeship. I'd love to go to London. We talked briefly about diversity earlier. How is the issue of women in technology changing? Do you have more young women in apprenticeships now?
In recent years, the proportion of girls in technical apprenticeships has risen steadily. Currently, we are at around 20%, and for us, it has been a reality for over 20 years. Girls are represented in almost every technical apprenticeship, whether it's metalworking, mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, welding technology, or process engineering. So women and girls are already active in almost every technical profession, and many of our former apprentices have already had impressive careers. Some of them are now now in management positions, such as four women, or work in one planning office or another. This shows that technical apprenticeships can also offer excellent prospects for girls.
So this is another great success story. Thank you very much for now, Mr. Grubmüller, for your comments and insights into apprenticeships at Voestalpine. And so that we can really hear what the apprentices have to say, I would say let's give them the stage. We want to know how young people at Voestalpine really feel, what it's like to work here, and how they are completing their apprenticeships. We spoke with Carmen Martam-Kinger from Linz and Lucas Fuca from Kapfenberg. I'll start with Carmen. Why did you decide to do an apprenticeship at Voestalpine?
I decided to do an apprenticeship because of my brother. I saw what he got to experience during his apprenticeship, what he did, what benefits he received, and how they look after the apprentices. That was the main reason why I chose Voestalpine.
What do you particularly like about it? And I'm also interested to know whether there is anything else besides the apprenticeship, such as excursions, sports activities, or any kind of community activities to promote team spirit. What is there?
I particularly like the effort that Voestalpine puts into its apprentices. From London to the excursion to the Erzberg, I have been everywhere. You get to visit Parliament. There are sports days. And, well, the best moment I ever experienced with Voestalpine was my first flight. And that's a moment I'll never forget.
That was a really exciting insight. And just now, at the end of November, the Voestalpine Böhle campus in Kapfenberg was opened. A very modern apprentice campus right next to the training center. Around 60 young people aged 15 and above live here in single apartments with their own bathrooms. There are communal areas, sports facilities, personal support, breakfast and lunch, which make campus life particularly appealing, even for apprentices who live a little further away. It sounds like a very nice thing, but of course I would now like to hear from someone who can tell us what life there is really like, namely Lucas Fuca. He is an apprentice and resident of the new Voestalpine Böhle campus. Lucas, what is life like on campus? What does your everyday life as an apprentice look like?
Well, I can say that life on campus is very nice. Everything is so new. It all feels so modern. Every day when I go in, I'm actually happy. Because it's just cool, everything is casually built. We also have great private retreats like the room, which has a table for studying if you need to learn something, for office shoes or etc. Then a couch to lie down on and relax a bit. A bed and my own bathroom, which is really important to me that we don't have shared showers or toilets. Everything is in one room, it's a single room and yes, what I also find cool is that you can always bring your friends along, that anyone can come. You just have to tell the supervisor first, but it's usually never a problem. And I really like that.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. And I think I'd like to live there too as a young person. There's a lot going on. How are you finding your apprenticeship at Voestalpine? And what has been your favorite moment so far?
My favorite moment was with my colleagues, with whom I've been living in a flat for a long time. When I flew to Dublin in my third year of training and did an internship abroad, it really helped me to learn more English, as I'm not the best at it, and you don't get to see a new culture like that very often, and it's really cool. I'm also grateful that I was able to take part because not everyone got the chance. We also got around a lot in Dublin. We were in Galway, which is on the other side of Ireland. Very cool.
Thank you very much, Lucas. Thank you very much, Carmen, for your personal insight into apprenticeships at Voestalpine. And before I say a big thank you to my two guests, Christoph Graf and Werner Grubmüller, I would of course like to ask them what their favorite moments have been during their long years at Voestalpine. Mr. Graf, what are your favorite moments?
I don't really have one favorite moment, but for me, it's every time I meet people again and see how they have developed. I think it's really wonderful when I meet young people at the group apprentice day and then years later they reappear in a preparatory role or as a master craftsman. I am very happy when I see young trainees and suddenly they appear in succession planning or talent programs. Or at the other end of the spectrum, when I am able to accompany people who are celebrating their retirement from professional life, I was at one such event last week and realized that they had achieved a great deal and helped to advance the company. I think those are my favorite moments exactly when I see that it's the people who matter
It's the people who matter. That's a nice way to end, I almost said. But of course, we also want to know from Mr. Grubmüller, what is your favorite moment?
I feel the same way as Christoph. I'm lucky to have such a cool job, although every 1st of September is a favorite moment for me when I see the young new apprentices standing there with their parents, nervous, hardly believing what's in store for them now. And then 3 or 4 years later, you see them standing in front of you, seasoned women and men. So yes, for me, those are my favorite moments, the start and then the end. That's what makes me happy.
So for you too, people are the focus.
Only people are the focus, exactly.
I would like to express my sincere thanks to you, Christoph Graf Werner Grubmüller, and of course to the chairman of the board, Herbert Eibensteiner, as well as to the two apprentices, Carmen Marta Kinger and Lukas Fuka. Thank you very much. Dear listeners, as always, at the end of the episode, here are 3 important lessons for you. Apprenticeship training at Voestalpine has a long tradition. In the last 15 years alone, Voestalpine has trained over 3,500 apprentices throughout Austria. In September 2025, 372 apprentices began their training at Voestalpine in Austria, spread across 14 training locations. At the end of November, the Voestalpine Böhler campus in Kapfenberg was opened, a modern apprentice campus right next to the training center with single apartments and leisure facilities. This was the 29th episode of my podcast. If you are not yet a subscriber, follow our podcast on the platform where you are currently listening. If that is Spotify, please activate the bell. You will then receive a monthly reminder when a new episode is available.
Voestalpine, one step ahead.
This podcast is produced by WePodit.